ओम शांति, ओम शांति। बिफोर आई स्टार्ट, आई वुड लाइक टू नो हाउ मेनी आर फर्स्ट टाइमर्स हियर, हाउ मेनी हैव मेट दादी जानकी, हाउ मेनी हैवंट मेट दादी जानकी, and what about Dadi Prakashmani, how many I haven't met Dadi Prakashmani, how many haven't met Avyakt Bap Dada or heard his Murli directly, the new ones. Okay, so you know why the topic is called His Master's Voice. What does that mean? Does anyone know? Who knows? His Master's Voice, what does it stand for? Okay. So actually, you know, you before the Murli starts, the record is played. We call it a record, a song is played. So during Sakar Papa's days, this song was played on a record, and it was placed on a gramophone. Have you all seen a gramophone? Yeah, everyone has seen. So I don't know in the Western world, but then in India, the gramophone and the record, and we used to put the needle on the record, and the song would be played. And then, it was advertised, just next to that, the gramophone and the record, there was a dog and a horn, and it was written, His Master's Voice, HMV Records. They were called HMV Records. Who have heard of them? HMV Records, okay. So HMV means His Master's Voice. That's what HMV means. So I remember when I first went to London, that was long back, the first time I went, someone introduced me as His Master's Voice. So I was taken aback. What does he mean by that? His Master's Voice. So actually, she meant to say that when Avyakt Bap Dada speaks, I translate. So the soft voice you hear when Baba is speaking in the translation in English is my voice. You all know about it? Everyone knows? Who doesn't know? Acha, few don't know. So whenever Bap Dada would speak, Avyakt Bap Dada, I would sit in the cabin and translate. And even now, although we listen to the transmission of Baba's Murli, which Baba spoke a few years ago, and I still translate that. So everyone listens to Avyakt Bap Dada's Murli live on transmission. You all hear, listen on online too? How many do that? Everyone? Okay. So even now I translate. So now you know whose soft voice is there behind the Baba's Murli. Because unless I translate, the double foreigners cannot understand the Hindi. And therefore they understand Bap Dada only through the translation. And you know, I translate into English, and then those for other languages, they get the English translation, and then from English translation they listen and speak in their language, French, German, Spanish, Italian, Russian, and all that. So it is like three languages. First Hindi, and then English, and then their language. So it used to be sometimes very interesting. You know, when Bab Dada would speak and something, if Baba would speak something amusing, very amusing, so I would translate that. But when Baba would speak, at that time those people who knew Hindi, they would laugh immediately, you know, laugh because Baba was speaking something amusing. And after they finished laughing, and I would be translating at that moment, so after they heard the translation, they start laughing. So Hindi people laugh first. Then the English who hear directly in English, they laugh after that. And whatever the translation, they laugh after that. So it's like three turns. First the Hindi people, then the English people, and then the other translation people. So Baba used to wonder why are they laughing like that? First one and then second group and then third group. Then Baba was told, Baba, it is translation in different languages. Oh, Baba said, you know, just jokingly. So that's what I like. It is something interesting. But then, after Baba spoke the Murli, Baba would meet individuals. At the beginning, it was individuals. And as Jayanti Ben was saying the other day also, she used to translate. But then it used to be whole night. So Jayanti Ben would translate little bit, and then afterwards she would go, and then it was Meera Ben and myself. Both of us would take turns to translate for others. Not that would be this country or that country, but then we would take timings that from after Baba's, after the Murli, from supposing Baba would finish by 9:30, then 9:30 to 11:30 I would translate because they would come individually and meet Baba, and then after that Meera Ben would come and translate for a few hours, and then I would come again. And then whole night, Baba used to meet individuals. So that was in the meditation hall and also in Om Shanti Bhavan. Because Baba became avyakt in 1969, 18th of January. And then after that, after the body was cremated on 21st of January 1969, that evening, Avyakt Bab Dada came in the body of Gulzar Dadi. So, and Baba spoke the Murli. But that time there was no translation because it was in the history hall. So history hall was there. History hall was built in 1968. Actually, when I came to Madhuban in 60s, at that time, History Hall was not there. You know, the old building in Pandav Bhavan, the dispensary and the little office and all that was half only. And inside was a room, like a hall type. And Sakar Baba used to speak in that hall itself. So, and there were no double foreigners. So when Baba became avyakt in 69, by that time the history hall was built. It was because this building we got, Pokhran House it was called. So we got that building in 1958. So 58. The organization came from Karachi in 1950, and that date was also very interesting, 5-5-50. So 5th May 1950, they all moved from Karachi to Mount Abu. That was where they moved, was called Bridge Koti, Bharatpur Koti. It was a palace of King of Bharatpur, which is in Rajasthan. Because Mount Abu is a place where the kings of Rajasthan, they had their summer capital. Every summer, April, May, June, the kings used to come here to Mount Abu because Mount Abu was very cool and pleasant. And in other places of Rajasthan, it was quite hot. So they used to have the summer capital in Mount Abu. So they built their own palaces in Mount Abu. You must have seen many palaces. You know, when you come to Gyan Sarovar, when you are coming or when you are going, so when you are coming from on the left side, there is a palace. That's called Alwar Palace. Alwar Palace. Alwar is also a district in Rajasthan. So his king used to come here. Then when you come to Pandav Bhavan from Gyan Sarovar, there is a place called, different districts. And you go to Naki Lake on top, there is a palace. That's called Jaipur Palace. So Jaipur Palace, so the one which is between Gyan Sarovar and Pandav Bhavan, that's called Bikaner Palace. Bikaner also is a district of Rajasthan. So there are many, many palaces here. But after India became independent, all these palaces were no more, used by the kings because there was ceiling on land, ceiling on buildings. So what they did, they made them into hotels and sold them. So they were also, now all these palaces are hotels in Mount Abu. Either they are hotels or they are schools, because the Alwar Palace here, you can see it. I think now there are trees nearby and therefore it's not visible so much. But when you go from Gyan Sarovar, you see on your right, there's a palace called Alwar Palace. It is now a school. So they became hotels or they became schools or now or hostels. So that's what Mount Abu is. And so everything has changed after India became independent in 1947. The Britishers left the country before Britishers were ruling in India. So Baba came in 1950 after India became republic. And by the meantime, it was in Pakistan, Karachi in 47. Pakistan became separate from India. It was all one, no, before. But they continued to stay in Karachi and came to India only after India became republic in 1950. 26th of January is Republic Day of India. And there's a very big procession in Delhi, which takes place on 26th of January, showing the different states and their traditions and everything. Anyway, so from Bharatpur Koti, where they lived from 1950 to 55, and then 55, they took another place which is just behind Pandav Bhavan. It's called Kota House and Dholpur House. There were two residences of two kings. But then after that had also to be given away because it was going to become Rajasthan Circuit House for the government. So in 1958, this area of Pandav Bhavan was bought, and there's just one building and all around were just rocks. So these rocks were cut and then buildings were made after that. So there was no hall, the big hall. So it was just inside that old building where there's Baba's room, just nearby. But then 1962, the history hall was built during Baba's time. But meditation hall was built in 1974 after Baba became awake. So in 69, after Baba became Avyakt, on 21st of January, Baba came in the history hall. And not on the gaddi, Baba didn't sit on the gaddi upstairs, means on the seat, but just below the window of history hall, just below. And we used to meet Avyakt Bab Dada so close, so close, so close we would sit and take drishti, and then Baba would meet. And Baba's voice was of course very soft, and there were no, at that time there were no mics. So we used to listen very, very attentively because Baba's voice was very soft. It was like a whisper. But then afterwards, when the mics came, and then we could hear Baba's voice. But then Baba's voice was so soft, like a whisper. So when a whisper is spoken from a mic, it becomes like a distorted voice, you know. So it's a whisper, no? So whisper becomes a distorted voice when it is spoken on the mic, through the mic. So that's why the Baba's voice is like that. Anyway, but we used to sit very close. So I remember how close I sat in front of Baba. Then in 1974, in 1970 actually, the first delegation went abroad. Before, there were no centers overseas, just in Bharat. And then 70, the first delegation went abroad to London and then to America, to different countries of Asia and so on. In 72, the first center was opened abroad in London. Nadi Ratan Mohini Ji was told to live in London. She lived there for 2 years, and many foreigners started coming to Baba's home. And in 74, the first delegation came from London to Madhuban. The first delegation came, and I remember how I was called and I was translating for the double foreigners. Before there were no teachers in Madhuban during Sakar Baba's time. Baba did not want any sisters to be living in Madhuban. That is why Baba named it Pandav Bhavan. Pandav Bhavan means only for brothers. Baba would say that sisters, their place is in the centers. Not in Mount Abu, because Baba is there, Mama is here. So sisters are needed in centers for giving classes and lectures and all that. And here only Baba's children will come and Baba is with them. So Baba used to entertain us and meet us from morning till night. The small, small groups used to come to Madhuban. And even if 50 would come, Madhuban was full. Over full, 50 and 50, not more than 50 could be accommodated. Anyway, but then, so in 74, the first delegation came, and at that time, meditation hall had come up. So I remember I was there, but then I didn't translate at that time. Brother Nirvair used to translate, Brother Anand Kishore, our Sidhya brothers, they used to translate. And I remember that Anand Kishore Dada used to also translate the Murli in English and send abroad. So the Murlis used to go from India, from Mount Abu. Afterwards they started translating in English in London, and how it went from London. But before, it used to be from Madhuban, and Dada Anand Kishore used to translate here and then send overseas. Anyway, but then I remember Baba sent me to Africa in 1974. Vedanti Ben and myself both went to Africa in 74 and did lots of seva there. And in 75, I went to Mauritius and start its center there. First centers opened in Africa and a few countries we went, and then in 75 Mauritius. And I started living in Mauritius in 1975. And then when I came to Madhuban in 76, at that time Dadi told me to start living in Madhuban because double foreigners were coming to Madhuban. So I didn't go back to Mauritius, I continued to stay in Madhuban. So since 1976, I'm living in Madhuban. So that's nearly, now, oh, I should say 50 years. So 76 to 2026, which is coming soon. So so 50 years in Madhuban. Now, I used to translate, and the translation used to be in the meditation hall. We had these headphones, but of course no chairs, no sofas, nothing. So the headphones used to be placed on the floor. And I would always be announcing, please don't trip on these headphones, please be careful, please, because the headphones would be placed in front. And I would be sitting next to Baba with the mic, and have my headphone on, and listen to Baba in Hindi and translate through the mic, and they would listen to the headphones. At that time there were no FM radios, nothing of that type. So they used to listen just as you have these headphones. So that was on the floor, no chairs. Anyway, so since 1976 I have been translating. Because many people have been questioning, since when are you translating? So I can now very proudly say 50 years. since 50 years I'm translating. Because from 1976 I started to translate. And I used to feel so intoxicated while translating. And of course I would sit next to Baba and translate for individuals. Because after the Murli, Baba would meet individuals. So then after 76, Om Shanti Bhavan was built in 1981. And 83, it was commissioned, and means it started. And Baba came in 1983, 18th of January, to inaugurate Om Shanti Bhavan. And since then, Baba used to come in Om Shanti Bhavan. But before that, in the meditation hall, and before that, in the history hall. And so that's how I was translating all the time. And Baba used to stay whole night, you can imagine. Actually, a record was broken of Baba's meetings. A record in the sense that Gulzar Dadi came in the hall at about 6:30, and then Avik Bab Dada would come in her body from maybe 7:15. After Drishti, Baba would start speaking. And so you can imagine from 7:15 or 7:30, okay, from 7:30 to 10:30, 3 hours, Baba would speak the Murli. And I would be translating in Om Shanti Bhavan. We had those cabins, you know, now which is sound section and light section. There were the cabins, we used to translate from there. And then I remember after the Murli, I would come and translate individuals from the stage. So Baba would meet each one, give drishti, give a blessing, and then give toli. So my job was to translate and then give toli in Baba's hand. So how close I would be sitting with Baba. So, and sometimes Baba would spend the whole night. And the record broken was when Bab Dada was in Gulzar Dadi body for 16 hours. Can you imagine? 6:30 Gulzar Dadi came, and then Bab Dada came, and then up to 10:30 in the morning. Up to 10:30. How much is that? from 6:30 evening to 10:30 in the morning. It is 16 hours, no? 16 hours. And Baba would be sitting still. You can imagine, in the meantime, we had dinner, we also went to sleep, we got up, had our shower, had our breakfast, you know, everything, and Baba would be still meeting the children, controlling the whole body, you know, you can imagine. No, not getting up to go to the washroom or to anything, nothing, but up to 10:30. And in that soft voice, and then after Baba would go, Dadi Gulzar would come back. And when she would come back, she would be so fresh, that you can't imagine. Although Bab Dada has spoken through her body, used her body for 16 hours at a stretch. And we used to compete with Bab Dada. Okay, I will also stay as long as Baba is here. But all those who would stay, they would be so exhausted because sitting in one place and just watching Baba meeting the children. But then if I would be sitting next to Baba, I would never feel exhausted, even though I would sit whole night. So Baba is not exhausted, why should I? How can I be exhausted? So that was the thing. Anyway, but then I was told to tell the interesting things which children used to ask and Baba used to reply. Otherwise, what would happen? They would come in front of Baba, take powerful drishti, take a blessing, and Baba would speak, give a blessing, and then give toli. No blessing card. Baba would be giving blessing directly. And toli. And I would put toli in Baba's hand, then Baba would give the toli. But then some children were little different. They would sit in front of Baba and without, you know, and, you know, they wouldn't just take drishti. They would sit and immediately ask a question to Bab Dada. Well, if they would ask a question, means Baba had to reply to that question, you know, give an answer. So Baba would give an answer, but some would ask a question, you know, very funny questions. Like, for example, one mother, she took drishti from Baba and said, Baba, please open the lock of my husband's intellect. Please open the lock of my husband's intellect. She was remembering her husband at that time when she was taking drishti from Baba. And then what would Baba say? Baba gave her drishti, smiled at her, and Baba said, remember the husband of husbands and your husband's intellect will be opened. Just imagine. Well, the answer for all is remember Baba, no? So if you remember Baba, the husband of husbands, your husband's intellect's lock will open. Well, one came and asked Baba, Baba, my son is opening a shop. So Baba, tell me which day that shop should be opened and what time should the inauguration take place. And Baba smiled. You can imagine asking Baba for that. And Baba smiled and said, Baba said, go to the astrologer. Go to the astrologer and he will tell you. That is his job. It is his job. You know, very positively Baba spoke. Once someone asked Baba, a double foreigner, he's a very jovial brother. So he asked Baba, Baba, why do you speak so softly? Why do you speak so softly? And Baba smiled and said, this is the way it is spoken in the subtle regions. Because subtle regions, there's no voice. It's just movement of lips. You know, just like if you have a dream, you know, in dream, is there any sound? When you're dreaming, Is there any sound? Do you hear anything? Or you are not aware? You all must be dreaming, no? So when you dream, do you hear any sound in the dream? Then how do you understand each other? You are talking to one another. How do you understand each other even though there is no sound? How do you understand? Only thoughts. It's thoughts working. So you speak and someone speaks and you speak. So it's thoughts working and those thoughts are understood. Although this, you may, when you're speaking to someone, the lips may be moving, but there's no sound. And still you understand. Next time you dream, you be aware of it. Whenever you sleep, you're having a dream, just think how I'm dreaming, from where is the sound coming, how am I understanding everyone. But there's no sound, but there's movement of lips. So the intellect is accepting, you know. And that's what Baba said, that in the subtle regions, there's no sound. It's only like a movement of lips. But here, when it is movement of lips, it's like a whisper. And then you speak through the mic, it becomes a distorted voice. Because the mic has to be kept at full volume. You know, only then you can hear. Because if we would go in front of Baba and on the stage, if there wouldn't be mic, it would be very difficult to understand what Baba is saying. The voice would be so soft, a whisper. But so someone asked Baba, why do you speak so softly? And Baba said, this is the way it is spoken in the subtle regions. So Shiv Baba comes from Paramdham in the subtle regions and brings Brahma's soul with it, and then both come in the body of Gulzar Dadi. You know, the other day Jayanti Ben was saying that on 21st of January, Brahma Baba's soul did not come, just Shiv Baba came. Oh, you were there for Jayanti Ben's class? Yeah. I also heard it on YouTube. So it was Shiv Baba directly. And on the 21st of January, Shiv Baba came directly and spoke the Murli, and Dadiji asked many questions from Bab Dada on that day. She first of all asked Baba, how will this organization run now? Before you were there, Mama was there, and Baba's children used to come to Madhuban to meet Baba. But now, who will they meet? And Baba said, now there will be a queue from Mount Abu to Abu Road. And Dadi was surprised. How will the queue come from Mount Abu to Abu Road? Then Baba said, Naki Bhatti is here. Yoga Bhatti is for Kumaris, for Kumars, for couples, for teachers, you know, trainings. And so keep all that. That's what Baba said. And many, many will come. And you continue that in Madhuban and everyone will get the feeling of Bab Dada. Then she asked Baba, then the second question was by Baba, what about the Murli? Baba said, Bab Dada will come and meet the children. So that is how Bab Dada's Murli started. Bab Dada will come and meet the children. And then Baba beautifully said that now the method is changing. What is the method? Baba said, now Shiva will become incognito and Shaktis will come in the front. Just like when the sun sets, the stars are visible. When the sun is there, the stars are already there, but they are not visible because the light of the sun is so strong. But then as the sun sets, what happens? The stars start coming in the sky and you can see the stars. So now the stars of stars will now shine in the sky of this world, like that, something Baba said. And then Shiva will become incognito, the Shaktis will come in the front. And the Shaktis will glorify Shiva. And then Baba said that up to now, the Seva was just like the speed of an ant, Chiti Marg, Baba said. The speed of an ant, how an ant moves, you know. And now the Seva will be at the speed of a bird, Vihanga Marg, means like a bird. So bird's speed and ant's speed. What a big difference, no? So during Sakar Baba's time, everything was so slow. Very few centers, very few Baba's children, and hardly any Seva. Of course, there were a few museums. There was a museum in Jaipur, and there was a museum in Delhi. But then otherwise, nowhere else. And now, see how Baba's centers have expanded so much, the retreat centers, like Baba said today. Maybe there'll be new methods of service. So Baba spoke these murlis, which we hear every day. They are just between, you know, from 1960 to 69, or maybe even 63, 64, up to 69. We don't have the earlier murlis because Baba used to say, why do you need to keep paper? Baba is speaking and you get fresh murlis every day, every time. And therefore, not much attention was paid to the murlis before. That's why we hardly have those murlis. But what Ishudadi used to write, you know, whenever Baba would speak, she had her own shorthand and she used to write. Like Baba would say, Swadarshan Chakra. So, a cycle, a circle, that's all, Swadarshan Chakra. Lakshmi Narayan, LN, you know, like that. So that was Ishudadi's short form, so like shorthand. So she would write the murli in shorthand. And Baba would say, Meethe Bacche, at least 100 times. After every two sentences, mithe bache. Now, naturally, we would not write all that because it would be too much. Not all four pages will be filled with mithe bache only. And that's why that was not written. So anyway, but then, so that was in 1969. And of course, 1969, the first bhatti was of those teachers who was staying in the centers, the new teachers. And Jayanti Ben had just started living in the center. Baba, Sakar Baba sent her to Agra, where there was a museum. And Baba told her that you can, because in Agra there's a Taj Mahal. So foreigners will come there, you go to Agra and serve in Agra. So she was there. And Vedanti Behen was in Ahmedabad. So, and she was living in the center at that time. So these sisters who were living in center, they were invited. And for 2 months they stayed in Madhuban and got training. Baba called all the dadis to Madhuban, Avet Bab Dada, Dadiji called. Before, when the Yajna came to Mount Abu, Sakar Baba sent all the dadis to centers, different states. So everyone was sent. Baba said, no dadis and no sisters are needed here. There were just two old ladies who were living in Madhuban during Sakar Baba's time. And Baba jokingly, you know what he said once, that the sisters of open centers, they are asking Baba for hands. And I've told them, I have these two mothers. If you want these hands, you can take. And those two mothers were quite very old, very old. One could not see, one could not hear. One was blind, one was deaf. So Baba said, wrote to her, if you want, I have these two hands. You can take them. Now who will take them? Definitely not. Anyway, but then there was no sister. But after Dadiji came to Madhuban from Bombay, she started living. Then I remember, I'm very proud to say that I was the first teacher to start living in Madhuban in 1976. And I came from Africa and Mauritius. So we used to do that. Anyway, but then so many interesting things would happen during Baba's meetings. I remember also one incident. You know, many incidents. Of course, Baba would meet and then I would translate. And then, I don't know if you have heard of all these translations. Because they don't come now in the Murlis. The group meetings don't come in the meetings with the Murlis. So just the Murlis come. But before, the Murlis used to be very, very long. 3 hours, 4 hours also Murlis. But then after, the Murli would be over and the meetings would be over and the Baba would go back. Dadi would be very fresh. And then by the time she would reach her room, the Murli would be ready for her to read. Because she never heard the Murli. She never heard the Murli. Baba would send her to like sleep. You know, she was totally unaware of Baba speaking through her body. And so once she had a very bad throat, she was coughing a lot. And we told Dadi, Baba has to come and you have to speak, Baba has to speak the Murli, but Dadi, you have a very bad cough. So tell Baba to speak a short Murli, not 3 hours, 4 hours Murli. So Dadi said, I will never tell Baba. Because I'm not available at that time, I'm not here, how can I tell Baba, Baba, finish the Murli quickly. You know, like little children when they go with their parents somewhere to someone's house, so they are talking, the seniors are talking, the elder ones are talking, and little children are not doing anything. So they say, Mommy, come home, Mommy, let's go home, Mommy, let's go home. So mother will say, wait, child, wait, we are waiting. So children have no work, no? So Dadi Gulzar had no work. So if she would be available at that time when Bab Dada was speaking, she would really say to Baba, Baba, enough now. Now go back. But then she was not available because Baba would send her to sleep. And then after she returned to her room, she had the Murli in front of her. Raju Bhai, y'all met Raju Bhai, no? He gave class. So Raju Bhai used to type the Murli at that very moment. He would type and then send that typed copy to Dadi's room. So as she would go back to her room, she would read the Murli. Because Baba would come in a body and then she was not at all aware of anything. But when Shiv Baba used to come in the body of Brahma Baba, of course Brahma Baba used to listen to the Murli, which Shiv Baba would speak through his mouth. Baba would say, this one is the first one to listen to the Murli. Because Shiv Baba speaking through Brahma's mouth and Brahma's ears were the closest to Brahma's mouth, no? So who would listen first before the voice would travel to others? Brahma Baba's ears would listen first. So Brahma Baba is the first number one student of Shiv Baba, he would say. Because Baba is also a very obedient child of Shiv Baba. So that's how Baba speaks in the Murlis like that. And Baba, Brahma Baba used to churn. Sometimes Baba would say, it's not that Shiv Baba is speaking all the time, even Brahma Baba is speaking. Like y'all give knowledge, can't Brahma Baba to give knowledge? But then you must always feel that it is Shiv Baba speaking. Not Brahma Baba speaking. Brahma Baba is a good listener. And that's how Brahma Baba felt. The first time Shiv Baba came in the body of Brahma, Brahma Baba was taken unawares. Who is this one speaking through this mouth? I'm not speaking. Shiv Baba speaking through this mouth. And then how Brahma Baba's intellect was like stopped. And Shiva Baba would be speaking through the mouth of Brahma Baba. So you can understand that even Brahma Baba was surprised. Who's speaking through this mouth? And then trance messenger told Baba, Baba, it is Supreme Father Shiva Baba speaking through your mouth. And then Baba realized that it is that Supreme Father speaking through this mouth. Like Baba said the other day, that before I didn't know anything. I was a devotee of Vishnu. I didn't know that Vishnu is my own aim and objective. I'm going to become this. I didn't know anything. But Shiva Baba gave me a vision of Vishnu first. Shiva Baba did not give Brahma Baba a vision of Shiva Baba at the beginning, no. The first vision which Brahma Baba got was a vision of Vishnu. And Vishnu blessed him. You are like me. Aham Chaturbhuj Tat Tvam. You are like me. You are also like me. So Baba was taken unawares. I am like Vishnu. I am a devotee of Vishnu. I worship Vishnu. How can I be like him? But Shiva Baba gave him that vision first. And then how Baba realized that that is his aim and objective. And then after that, Shiva Baba's vision was shown to Brahma Baba. If at the beginning Shiva Baba would be, if Shiva Baba would come first in the vision, then Brahma Baba wouldn't understand. But Vishnu came, and Brahma Baba realized, oh, this is my perfect form, I have to become this. And then Baba got the vision of Shiva Baba, and how he felt that supreme light gradually coming towards him and entering in his body. But then he is speaking through him, he didn't realize. Because after that, his family members asked him, Baba, what did you experience? What did you experience? Baba said, there was some light, there was some might, there was some great energy. That energy came into my body. And now I don't know. He didn't know. And how Shiva Baba used his body to speak the murli. But then after that Baba used to listen. He used to hear it very well. But when Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba's perfect soul would come in the body of Brahma Baba, Gulzar Dadi would not listen. And once Gulzar Dadi's throat was not good, so it was coughing. You remember, you must have heard one murli very recently in which a lot of coughing is going on. And Baba said, this baja, this musical instrument is not working properly. So Baba will speak a short murli because Baba has to use the vocal cords of Gulzar Dadi, no? But Baba would use the mouth, the eyes, the hands and the ears, that's all. The rest is Gulzar Dadi's body. Shiva Baba has nothing to do with that. But then Baba would give drishti through Gulzar Dadi's eyes and listen to the children through Gulzar Dadi's ears, of course, and speak through the mouth and give toli through with the hands, that's all. That was what Baba did. Anyway, but then it was very interesting that how I would translate for hours and hours without getting tired. Whole night I would be awake. And that was Baba's wonders. So many, many interesting stories. And I tell you what blessings I got from Baba, individual's blessings. So the first blessing I got from Baba was Sakar Baba. When I was just 12 years old, at that time, I got that pull from Baba because Baba was in a Brahma Bhojan and all the children were coming in front of Baba, Sakar Baba. That was in 1960-61. I was just 12 years old. So my mother and myself both went for the Brahma Bhojan. And Baba used to eat with everyone, you know, the Brahma Bhojan. Everybody would sit on the floor and everyone would, in a Baba in front and in a rectangular form, the children would sit. And each one would come in front of Baba, take drishti and put his head on Baba's lap, and Baba would pat him, give him a blessing, and then put a morsel in his mouth, and then he would go back to his seat. So before Brahma Bhojan, everyone would come to Baba. So they would say, he would sit in front of Baba, take drishti from Baba, put his head in Baba's, on Baba's lap, and then a pat on his back, and then a morsel in his mouth, and of course a blessing. So my mother also went, and I was sitting next to my mother quite far, you know, like the a few feet away. And then it was my turn, but I was hesitating, because I said, I don't know whether Baba will meet little children or not, because elders were going, but there was no other child. And I was just 12 years old at that time. So I did not go. And after my mother got her turn, then I was supposed to go next. But I didn't go. So Baba called me. Baba said, come child, come. Aao bachchi, aao. So when Baba said, aao bachchi, I felt my father has called me. I didn't understand who Brahma Baba was. First time going with my mother, I didn't know Brahma Baba. But Baba said, aao bachchi. And I got up from my seat and ran, you know, little like children will run. So I ran and just embraced Baba so strongly. And Baba patted on my back and gave me the first blessing. The blessing was, the child has come back to the father. This was my first blessing. And I found my real father. Because I lost my father when I was just 3 days old. My father died in an accident. So I never saw my father. And my father also did not see me, my Laukik father. He was coming from Delhi. And I was born in Mumbai. So he never saw me. It was a road accident. And I was just born 3 days. But my Laukik mother, she got a vision of Brahma Baba. And in that vision, she saw angelic Brahma Baba. When I was just very little, a few days old, she saw angelic Brahma Baba, light Brahma in light form. And that Brahma, he put his hands like this and told my mother, give her to me. I am her father. I am her father. And my mother took me and gave it to him, to Brahma Baba. Of course, I was very much there. It was just a vision or maybe a dream. She said, I don't know, but it was something very, very beautiful. Then I gave you to Brahma Baba, and he disappeared. But I was very much there. I was not gone. I was there. So I very proudly say that I saw all my three fathers in Brahma Father. My Laukik father, Alaukik father, Parlaukik father, all three in Brahma Baba. So that's what I am proud of. Then of course, I came to Madhuban in 1962, I don't know, but then I remember. And I gave a small speech in English in front of Brahma Baba. So, you know, in the history hall, there are two gaddis. Before, during Baba's time, there were three gaddis. So one side was Baba sitting, the other side was Mama, and the third gaddi would be in the middle for someone to conduct meditation before Baba Mama came. So I sat on the gaddi, conducted meditation, and then before Baba's Murli. Baba told me to say something in English because Baba came to know that I speak in English too. So Baba said, give a little speech in English. So I gave a speech in English and Baba said, oh, you speak good English. And Baba will send you abroad. That is again the third blessing I got from Baba. Baba will send you abroad. And I'm proud to say that I've been to 80 countries, not 60. 80 countries. Nearly over 80 because in some countries twice. I've been everywhere. Malaysia I came this year only, no? Malaysia I came. And before that to everywhere. San Francisco I've been. Everywhere, from wherever you are, I've come everywhere. To nearly 80 countries I've been. So how Baba has blessed me in different ways. And then I remember when I came to Madhuban, I didn't want to go back to Mumbai. I told Baba, Baba, I don't want to go back to Mumbai. Mumbai is Maya. Maya, I don't want to go. I don't want to go there. Anyway, so Baba said, child, if you want to become good in English, then you have to study in Mumbai because in Mumbai there are good schools, convent schools, English medium schools, and only then Baba can send you abroad. You have to go back. But don't worry, child, Baba will call you one day. Baba blessed me that Baba will call you one day. And then see how from 1976 onwards I'm in Mumbai, in Madhuban. So Baba called me back to Madhuban. And then I remember 1967, I was doing my intermediate science, you know, science studying for my BSc honors. So at that time I had to decide what to take, engineering line or medical line. So I asked Baba, Baba, what should I do? My family wants me to become a spiritual, to become a doctor, go for medicine. Baba, what should I do? And Baba wrote a letter to me in 1967. In the letter Baba wrote, child, Baba wants you to become a spiritual doctor and serve the world. This was Baba's blessing to me. Baba wants you to become a spiritual doctor and serve the world. Well, so I gave up the idea of going for medicine. I went for graduation. And in 1969, I completed my graduation. So 69 was a crucial year when Baba left the body. Before, when Baba would come to Mumbai, you know, 3 months Baba would be in Mumbai. December, January, February. So in school or college I would go. So before, first I would go to the center, listen to Baba's Murli and then go to school or college. It was always like that. I never missed Murli even one day. And then I would sit in front of Sakar Baba and listen to the Murli in Mumbai also. Anyway, so in 1969, it was a Saturday evening. Saturday, 18th of January was, Baba left the body at night, at about quarter to nine, between quarter to nine and nine. So I would come to the center every day and listen to the Murli or give class or lecture or whatever and then go back to my Lokik home because I was studying. So I would go back to my Lokik home. My house was very close to the center. Everything was very close. So I would go. I went home on 18th of January after completing my work in the center. And at about 8 o'clock I would go back. And Baba left the body at quarter to nine. But I didn't know. And I came back the next morning. It was a Sunday morning because Baba left the body on Saturday night. So on Sunday morning when I came to the center, I saw the center empty. I said, where is everyone? Because Sunday morning means lots of students in the center. And so where is everyone? So I asked one old lady very softly, where is everyone? Because the Dadis were living in Mumbai also. So where is Dadiji? And that old lady told me, whispered me in my ear and said, Baba left the body last night and everyone is gone to Mount Abu. Everyone is gone to Mount Abu. I said, Baba left his body last night. The moment I got this news that Baba has left his body, my whole body started trembling, you know. My legs were shaking and I felt that now destruction will take place. Destruction will take place. Any moment this whole building will collapse, the sky will fall down. I don't know what I was thinking. And everything will finish. That means drama over, because Baba has left the body, finished. But then after that, I got a very beautiful experience, because I saw Avyakt Bap Dada like angelic Brahma Baba, and how Shivaba's soul shining in his forehead in form of light, you know. And Baba smiled at me and said, child, Baba has not gone. Baba is with the children. Baba will come and meet the children. Baba is not gone. And he put his hand on my head and said, Baba is with you. I felt some comfort at that moment. Otherwise, it was such a big shock for me. I can't describe in words, but that feeling of seeing Baba in us, it was maybe a vision or maybe, I don't know what, but I saw it, I got that experience and then I became still. But I had to continue my exams and my studies, so I finished my exams, and by that time it was announced that there will be training for Kumaris in Madhuban. So after the 2 months training of the teachers, there was 1 month training for Kumaris. So when Baba and the whole group came from Karachi to Madhuban, at that time Baba sent all the Dadis to the centers and said, now no one should be staying in Madhuban. You have to go to the centers. You must have heard of Dadi Janki's experience. I don't know if you have heard. So one Dadi Janki was sharing that every day Baba was sending someone, one Dadi or the other, for seva to a center. Now that day was going to be Dadi Janki's turn to go to Pune, because center was opening in Pune. So she was told beforehand that Baba is now going to send you to Pune. So she didn't want to go to Pune. She didn't want to leave Baba and go out of Madhuban. So what she did, otherwise she would sit right in front of Baba. She would sit and listen to the Murli. But that day she didn't sit in the front. She went right at the back and sat at the back. So Baba said, where is Janak? Baba used to call Janki Dadi Janak. Where is Janak? And the Baba saw her sitting right at the back. So Baba said, why are you sitting at the back? Are you a goat? Are you a goat, Bakriyo? Are you a goat? Because she was afraid to come and face Baba. So are you a goat? Come in the front. Why are you afraid? And very, very frighteningly, you know, she came and sat in the front. And Baba said, I know why you sat there, because Baba is going to send you outside Madhuban, out of Madhuban. But then she didn't say anything to Baba. Then of course that day Baba sent her to Pune. And Baba said, wherever you'll go, you'll create Madhuban. And that's what she did in Pune. And then even when she went abroad, Baba told her, Avyakt Bap Dada, that you have to create Madhuban wherever you go. So in 1974, she went to London with Sudesh Didi. Both went together from Bharat. But then, so Baba sent all the Dadis outside. But then when Baba became Avyakt, Dadiji called all the Dadis. So all the senior dadis were called to Madhuvan because the bhattis and training started in Madhuvan. So I remember in 1969, April, May was our bhatti. February, March was the teacher's bhatti. But then April, May was for kumaris. And we were about 30 kumaris. All the kumaris who were studying and then had finished their studies were graduated and they were invited. So I was one of them in 1969. And Avyakt Bab Dada came to meet us twice a week. So 1 month means about 8 times Baba came to meet us. And every time Baba inspired us how you have to now go and serve. And our teachers were the dadis. Dadi Janki was one of them, Dadi Chandramani was one of them, Dadi Prakashmani, Didi Manmohini, and Dadi Kunj. There were a few dadis who were our teachers. So Dadi called those teachers, the dadis, to give us training for 1 month. And we became so pakka that we all decided to go to a center. So I remember Baba asking me in that training, are you running fast? What number will you get? I didn't say anything, but Baba said you have to get the first number, but I came third in that. I came third. Chandrika Ben, she came first. And Asha Ben, she was also in that training. Asha Ben, the ORC, she was in that training. She had finished college. Chandrika had finished college. So we were all in that first training. Muni Ben was also in that training. So we were 30 Kumaris. And all of us went to centers. We came from home. But then from Madhuvan, we went to the centers. So since 1969, I'm in different centers. First went to Rajkot, and then from there to Bangalore, to Hyderabad, to Kathmandu, and then abroad. So that's how I have been serving, and then in 76 in Madhuvan. And of course, so many blessings I got from Baba, Avyakt Bab Dada, in Madhuvan too. Because Raj Yoga camps started in Madhuvan. Raj Yoga Bhavan was built, and there was the programs for VIPs. So Raj Yoga camps were being conducted. So I was there for conducting Raj Yoga camps, and also when double foreigners would come, I would of course give classes and translate for them. So since 1976 I've been here in Madhuvan, first translating in the meditation hall and translating for individuals too. And of course with many blessings, Baba gave me one blessing was, child, you are a tireless server. That's a beautiful blessing Baba gave me. And in Raj Yoga camp, I would, you know, give a running commentary in meditation, commentary. So Baba used to hear that commentary and Baba would say that, now child, you go and record this commentary. And when you are giving a commentary at that time, you have to be in that state and then speak. So my first commentary was recorded. There were no studios in Mount Abu in Madhuvan. So I had to go to Mumbai to record. And that recording is still available, which I must have recorded in 1980, I think. But the first recording, I don't know who has heard it. You have heard it, yes. It's in Hindi as well as in English. Half an hour recording. Then of course, I have recorded many, many recordings, and also in museums and exhibitions. You have seen this in art gallery. There are two laser shows, no? Who has been to the art gallery? Everyone? Have all of you been to the art gallery? Who hasn't been? Who hasn't been? You haven't been to the art gallery yet. Huh? Is it under repairs or is it... It is there, no? So you should go and see. So there are two rooms where the laser show is being shown. So that's in my voice. So I record it for many, many museums also. But then that's how Baba gave me this blessing, his master's voice. And as the voice of Bap Dada from Hindi to English, so it's like I'm a bridge between the foreigners and Bap Dada. So I feel so fortunate for having been given this seva to do. So thank you very much. I tried to convey something. I didn't do a lot, but then little bit which I conveyed to you. Of course, there's lots of experience, but a little bit I gave in this 1 hour. Okay? Om Shanti.